Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here, especially as we celebrate our 14th anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show. Today is the last day of our 14th year. Tomorrow is our anniversary day. We'll be kicking off the 15th year tomorrow, and we couldn't do our anniversary week without our good friend Elise Menon, who is one of the founding members of our Brain Trust. She is also the founder of Marketing Mentor, which is a resource that she's created to help people like you and me put our best foot forward in the marketplace in a more effective way. She's the author of a number of books, including the re-release of her outstanding book, The Art of Self-Promotion, and, of course, her book for the timid and the shy, Stop Pushing Me Around. She's our good friend, Elise Menon. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be here to celebrate with you.
Yeah. Congratulations on, and I know it's like a dream come true for you, right, to be a part of my Brain Trust?
It is. I mean, it's been so long, and I've come so far, frankly, and I...
Well, you're welcome.
I talk to you. Yes, thank you. Exactly. That's my point.
And so when you tell your mother about these things, she says, well, so, Elise, it's come to this, right?
Not at all.
Hey, Elise, one of the things you've been working on a lot lately is paying attention to the way the workplace is evolving and how people are responding to conditions in the workplace. You want to tell us about that?
Yes. I mean, one of the things I do is co-produce a conference called the Creative Freelancer Conference. And we're going into our fifth year, and every year it gets bigger, and one of the reasons it keeps getting bigger, especially over these past 3 years, is because more and more people are basically saying, enough with these 9-to-5 jobs, I want to work for myself.
Right.
And so there are more and more freelancers.
Are you sure they're not saying enough with these 9-to-9 jobs that I'm only getting paid 9-to-5 for?
Yes, exactly.
Because I wouldn't be complaining about a 9-to-5 job. I actually wouldn't mind that. That would be like a vacation. For most small business owners, that'd be like a vacation, right?
That's true. And mostly what I see is corporations getting smaller, you know, having fewer employees, and then all of that work is left to be done by the people who are left behind, and they're not getting paid anymore, and they have to spend a lot more time doing it. Plus, you know, survivor's guilt seems to be part of this, too.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I just wanted to talk a little bit about what kind of workplace stress there is and what people do about it, how they quit. You know, I mean, when I started my business in 1988, I got myself fired because I didn't know how to quit. And I didn't even know that I wanted to quit until I was fired. And after a while, you know, I didn't realize I wanted to be in my own business.
I can't even imagine what kind of a meanie would fire Elise Menon, but that's another story. You know, Elise, 2008 created the most unique set of tectonic circumstances that I've ever seen in my long career. And since the financial collapse of the fall of 2008, a little more than 3 years ago, we've had... In the intervening years, here's what's happened. Corporate profits are up. Corporate productivity is up. Pay is not necessarily up. And hours worked by employees are up. And that's a tectonic condition that's going to create what I believe is some kind of a shift, an eruption, a quake or something that may be starting right now. You can tell us about that. But I think eventually the only reason it hasn't already turned into that and resulted in a bunch of startups is because of the lack of capital.
Mm.
But when the economy picks up and people see a little opportunity and a little bit of capital is available, there will be people leaving corporate jobs en masse. What do you think?
I agree with that. I think that, you know, even with a lack of capital, there are so many types of jobs and services people can offer just with their smarts and their creativity and their talent and their computer, basically.
And there's we have technology to help them.
Exactly. So for many people, it doesn't, and this is already happening, I'm seeing it all over, it doesn't require much capital. It just requires the chutzpah, in a way, mm-hmm. and the, not even confidence at that point, but some commitment to, all right, I have got to make this work. And more people are kind of taking the bull by the horns and doing that.
Right. Well, I predicted a casualty list scenario 3 years ago, Elise. I predicted that the way corporation, I said companies have laid off too many people. They've overreacted. Okay, I guess they did it for because they didn't know how bad things were going to get. But they overreacted and they laid off too many people. In my opinion, corporations laid off way too many people. But they didn't hire back, and they wound up getting productivity out of the people they had. And I predicted that this was going to create a casualty list, and that's what's happened. And also in the intervening years, Elise, I have done report after report by people who have brought the employee engagement surveys on the show in the last 3 years, and the engagement levels are astonishingly low.
What do you mean engagement level?
Whether employees are engaged or not, whether they're just biding their time, or whether they hate their job, or whatever. The percentage of people who are engaged, who are considered to be an engaged employee, meaning they're really, you know, devoted to their job and their company, has gotten really small.
Right.
In the last 3 years.
Right. And there's a lot of resentment. So, I mean, maybe we can talk about what people can do if they're in that situation, mm-hmm. and what it really takes to be successful with or without capital.
That's a really important point, because at the same time, at least I predicted that there would not be startups in this recovery like the last one. And that's exactly what's mm-hmm. happened. But I like where you're going with this. That's what we're going to do, folks. And we come back. Elise has got some kind of a magic potion, a special sauce, a silver bullet, or something that she's going to give us to give you on how you can start your own business. Maybe from absolutely nothing, with almost nothing except you. Remember what I said in the first part of the hour about believing in yourself? It keeps coming back to that, doesn't it? 20 after. Elise Bennett and I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.